Mercy.
Adam peered down at me. His feral golden eyes held my gaze. Only a few bits of darkness lingered in the bright depths, like bitter chocolate melting in butter. Icy rain dripped from his forehead onto my face, causing me to blink. The gold was worrisome, I thought muzzily, wiping my cheek with a clumsy hand. I should pay attention to the dangerous gold in his eyes. Pretty, I said. Someone stifled a laugh, but it wasn't Adam. His frown deepened. I had just been, well, I couldn't remember exactly, but it had definitely not been lying on the wet ground, icy rain or possibly very wet snow sluicing down my face as I stared up into Adam's wild eyes. I reached up with a hand that didn't want to obey and closed my fist on the collar of his shirt. Though my brain still wasn't tracking quite right, it didn't take much thought to make a connection between the splendid headache that seemed to be centered around my temple and my position on the ground. Something must have hit me hard. I figured I'd be, cold water dripped on my cheek, right as rain in just a minute, but judging by Adam's expression, it might not be soon enough to prevent an explosion. That could be bad. Worse than if Adam merely lost out to his wolf, his usual wolf. The flash memory of the twisted version of a David Cronenberg-inspired movie werewolf worrying at my throat with huge, already blood-stained teeth served to wake me more effectively than the cold water splashing my face from the skies above us had. I sucked in a breath with a sudden surge of adrenaline that seemed to extinguish the last few dark bits of humanity in Adam's eyes, even as it left me thinking more clearly. Neither he nor I knew if the vicious monster the witch Elisaveta had cursed him to become when she died was gone or merely biding its time. Adam had warned the pack about the possibility that he could turn into something more dangerous, a monster that he couldn't always control. But in true werewolf fashion, they seemed to look upon it as a new superpower Adam had achieved, rather than the terrifying threat it was. They hadn't witnessed it firsthand. After the full moon had come, and only Adam's usual wolf form had answered that call, Adam had been relieved. His temper, already easily roused, had continued to be on an even shorter than usual fuse, but I thought that could be attributed to the unusual strain of the past few months. And yet, I examined my mate's face for a hint of the monster and saw Adam. He carried the experiences of this past year, and despite the werewolf-bestowed youth, his eyes looked older. There was a tightness to his features due to the bite of Elisaveta's curse and the various horrors of the past few months. He still had the confident air that was so much a part of him, but now it looked as though it was riding a war-weary soldier. I tugged a little harder on the collar of his shirt. He blinked, and a ring of darkness solidified around the outside of his irises. Reassured, I tugged hard enough to choke him, ignoring the soreness that spawned in the newly healed muscle of my right arm, where an assassin had shot me shortly before Adam's monster had eaten her. I couldn't have pulled Adam down to me if he hadn't wanted to come. He was a werewolf, and I wasn't. I could have levered myself to him, but I didn't have to make the effort. He bent down and brushed my lips lightly, with a wry tilt of one eyebrow that told me he knew what I was up to, but he was willing to play my game. He sat all the way down on the ground, ignoring the slushy mud, and hauled me into his lap. It was like sitting on a furnace. My whole body softened into him, into his warmth and the rich smell of home. For a half second, there was another scent, a more rank scent, or maybe that was just my imagination, because when I inhaled again, I smelled only Adam. I leaned my head into his shoulder, which was as hard as stone. That wasn't just because he was tense with anger. He was just in that kind of shape. What little softness there had been was worn away, leaving only muscle and bone behind. There was no give to him. But if I'd wanted soft, I would have had to look for someone who wasn't the alpha of a werewolf pack. Someone who wasn't Adam.